phone and I had somebody at my desk.
Yeah, that's your excuse. Okay.
You ready? All right, we're back with the reporter. Reporter Harry, welcome back.
Thank you.
This is your show. You want to go look at these and come back? And so take us through what you found.
Okay, we are on page, I think, 160.
All right, 160.
We wanted to look at equipment rental and maintenance.
Yep.
Okay, equipment rental.
Two up.
Yeah. Down at the bottom.
That went down a little bit. My estimation, we've got the copier, we've got the scanner, we've got our yearly maintenance for shelving, and we also pay for 4 typewriters to be serviced in our office and 1 for the auditor. So my calculations are $56.18. So, but I think we can stick at where we're at because I'm gonna decline one of them. Typewriters.
Okay.
So that's doable. Yep, that's doable.
Yep.
And then we wanted to know about dues and memberships.
Dues and memberships, okay.
So that's right underneath the equipment and maintenance.
Yep.
The only dues and membership I'm going to ask for the next fiscal year is $200 to the Iowa County Recorders Association. Mm-hmm. The other two, National Association of County Recorders, Election Officials and Clerks, NACREC, and PREA, Property Records Industry Association, not right now.
Okay.
For me being
so 200 will plug in there.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Super. I found out some more information. Actually, I talked to the owner of Life Touch. The studio is closed in Nevada now. So I think we would like to go forward with the passport photos.
Where did we plug that in?
I don't think we plugged it in at the last session.
It.
We were going to gather some more information.
Okay.
So roughly the total package for passport, take the photos, the printer, basically the whole set is
$695.95.
Broken down, it's about $250 for the camera, $249 for the printer. So how do we put that in office supplies?
Okay, so we had taken office supplies from 5,000 to 4,000. Let's bump that back up to 4,700.
Office supplies.
That gives you enough to do that.
Right. I think that's.
What'd you say? Back to 5?
4,700.
4,700.
And let me ask you a question. If we have enough money in office supplies for this current fiscal year,
to do that.
Yeah.
Can may I start?
But let's don't plug it in. So
right.
What I would prefer is if you think, so you've got 5,000 in office supplies for this year. We haven't reestimated that. You've spent $1,491.
I'm at about 30%.
If you think you can get the $700 roughly out of this year's budget, I would say go do it.
Okay.
Let's just plug $4,000 in for next year, and we're good to go.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay,
so we're staying at 4,000, which is where we were, but we know that that Auditor Herridge is going to be doing passport photos in the near future.
As soon as I can get the
camera.
Do
you have a spot down there to
put a bag
drop?
We'll find one. We've got a lot of room to work.
All right.
Work with that. So.
Is that then related to become a revenue item?
It'll be a revenue item for passports. $10. We've asked a lot of the other recorders. $10 is about the going rate. It's like $9.99 at Walgreens, so I'm comfortable with $10 to charge. So, yeah, we should be able to bump up.
Okay, and how many passports do we do? I recall
858, I was recalling. What did we budget for? $15,000 in revenue for this next fiscal? Sorry, what page is that on?
It's on page 158.
Okay.
But you don't think you'll do
one out of 10 maybe?
That's if we advertise. I think if we advertise and people can come and do a one-stop shop, I really do think we can get
one out of 10. So 15,000, how many passports does that represent? 800 and some odd?
What's a passport?
25. 600. We do 600. So to me, it's another $6,000. And so
if you do that, I don't think I'd go to 6,000 because that's everyone.
I think.
That's one out of 10.
You're talking revenue.
$6,000?
Revenues now.
So 600 would be 1 out of 10.
600 would be 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
So we can, should we bump it up?
So if we bump it 1,000?
Yeah, let's take it to 16,000.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, all right.
And we'll just see where we go.
I'm also going to start selling hunting and fishing licenses.
Mm-hmm.
That is something we can implement now. The LC system is in play, no cost, no additional cost to the county. So we'll probably need to the line item is there from a couple years ago.
So those things are coming.
Right. It'll take some while to get implemented, but I just wanted to share that with the board that we should see a little more revenue.
So what's that? What's our take on? I mean, how much do we get on each of those? Anything?
Targets
probably most of it.
$1.20. Yeah, just the writing fee. But we stopped selling licenses. It looks like in fiscal year 2001, we took in $1,700. The previous year, fiscal year, was $1,049. Lisa got those numbers for me. So, you know, $1,000.
Let's put $1,000 in.
Pay for me a night out somewhere.
So we'll have to create that line item again.
He's playful today. What'd you have for breakfast?
You know, yeah.
But I will tell you, I had the DNR do a number for me. For 2014, there was 18,624 hunting and fishing licenses sold in Story County. So I think, you know, we're not going to get 18,000, but still one more person to offer the service, I think.
Absolutely.
I think we can do it, so. Do you have any questions?
I don't have any questions. Nope. You feel really, really good about where we ended up on everything?
Yes, I do.
Revenues you feel pretty good about after you had a chance to look at them?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
We're good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry I was late. See, I got that on record.
When you're popular.